Okay, just one ha'ara from yesterday about the mitzvah to be megayer, and then we'll deal with the hodas ha-mitzvos. It's a quick ha'ara. When does the Gemara point out that we have to that there is a mitzvah? It says kibel malanoso miyad. If we're mekabel him, so then we do the milah right away. My time, ashi a mitzvah lo mashinon. Because ashi a mitzvah lo mashinon. There's a mitzvah, therefore we don't want to delay it. So at what point, we said that there are two different options as to what the mitzvah is. It's either a mitzvah based on Avas Ager, or based on Avas Hashem. One of those two mitzvahs, therefore there's a mitzvah to be Megayer. So at what point does that mitzvah start? When is there a mitzvah for a Ager to be Megayer? So it's unclear from the Gemara, but the Pashas is after Mekabelhem, so then Malanoso Miyad. The earliest point that we could reference is just after post-Kabbalah. After the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, prior to the Milah, we have two Kabbalah's mitzvahs, which we'll get to over the next couple of days. There's a Kabbalah's mitzvahs prior to the Milah, and there's a Kabbalah's mitzvahs prior to the Tefillah. The Gemara here is referring to the Kabbalah's mitzvahs prior to the Milah, and then to do that Milah is a mitzvah. To do that Milah is a mitzvah of Geirus. So the latest point in time that we have would be the point in time post the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. I don't have any raya prior to that. The Chora would be after the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, so then he's already serious about it. We know that he's taking it seriously, slash, perhaps, he started the process. If that Kabbalah's mitzvah is really part of that process, the Kabbalah's mitzvah is prior to the Milah, which is not so pashut at all. Perhaps the Kabbalah's mitzvah is really prior to the Tefillah, not the one that's prior to the Milah. But either because he's serious about it, at that point in time in the Kabbalah's mitzvah, or because that Kabbalah's mitzvah is really the beginning of the process itself, that the process includes Kabbalah's mitzvah, and the Kabbalah's mitzvah prior to the Milah is part of the process. So then once you begin part of the process, and maybe at that point in time, the mitzvah kicks in. At that point in time, there's a mitzvah to be megayer. But before the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, we don't have any raya to assume that there is a mitzvah. We don't have raya, not that way, but we just don't have a raya that there is a mitzvah prior to the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. This sort of indirectly relates to a discussion that we've been bringing up in the past about at what point in time do we define him as a Jew. That he's defined as a Jew, that he has halachic status as a Jew. You don't have to say that the two are related. You can say that there's a mitzvah of Geirus, and whenever that starts, that starts. And then there's a separate discussion as to whether, at what point in time, we define him as a Jew to have the various ramifications that a Jew has, like the Beis Din of three as opposed to the Beis Din of one. That was a whole discussion that we had in the past. So they don't have to relate with each other, but it's possible that they do relate to each other. Rav Yosef Engel does connect the two. He asks an interesting question. Does an Isser to be Megayer a Malik? Those that come from a Malik. Does an Isser to be Megayer those that come from a Malik? So he asks that after Sancheriv, so Sancheriv mixed around everybody, so we don't know who's part of a Malik and who's not part of a Malik. So he asks the question, how can we Megayer anybody? We should be Choshesh that they're part of a Malik. Now that we don't know who's part of a Malik and who's not part of a Malik, we should have a chashash that every single guy is part of a malach. Oh, you're going to tell me, what kind of chashash is that? In general, we go bus our road, we go after the majority. Why should we assume that this person that's coming in front of us is part of a malach? A malach is really part of the minority. And in general, we go after the road. We should go after the road. So that's only true, the concept of going after the road is only true for Jews. But for Goyim, they do not have a principle to go after bus or the road. And so since they're Goyim, so therefore they should not go based on the road. And the assumption is that we go based on the person that we're dealing with and not based on how we're passing as Jews. But based on that person, we should just assume this is what he asks. You could have questions on this question. But his question is that we shouldn't go based on the road, because they're Goyim. And Goyim don't go based on a road. And so therefore we should be choshesh that this person is from Amalek, since we don't go based on the road. And so he answers by saying that no, that prior to the Milah, at the point in time that there's a mitzvah to be Megayer, so then they already have a status of a Jew. At that point in time, when there's the mitzvah to be Megayer, he has the status of a Jew. Once he has that status of a Jew, so then we go based on the rove. And so based on that rove, we'll be willing to accept him, to assume that he's not part of a Malach. And then he goes on to say that that's why we discourage Gerim. The reason why we don't want to have Gerim nowadays is because at that point in time, when we're talking to the Gerim, he doesn't have a Kabbalah yet, so we're choshesh that he's part of a Malik. There's chashash that he's part of a malik. Once he's mekabel geiros, once he's mekabel the mitzvos, so then that's already a later stage. So there's no longer a chashash that he's part of a malik, and therefore we could be megayrim. Yeah, it's a lot of chidushim here. But the point that I want to get out of this, out of Rav Yosef Engel, is that his point of time that we define him, that we give him the status of a Jew, is the point in time that the mitzvah of geiros starts, which is after the kabbalas, the mitzvos, and prior to the milah. At that point in time, that there's the mitzvah to be megayer, at that point in time, he has the status of a Jew and the ramifications of a Jew. We've seen from various Afronim that they disagree to this. They hold that either it's b'shas tefillah, that at the point in time of the tefillah, that's when he has the status of a Jew, and that's why we need a beis din of three at that point in time. The Rosh Meach says that we need a beis din by the tefillah, because that's when he has the status of a Jew. We saw the Kilos Yaakov, who said that even by the tefillah itself, he doesn't have the status of a Jew. It's only after the tefillah that he has the status of a Jew. And that's why he doesn't have to be concerned for going to the mikvah on Shabbos. It's only after he goes into the mikvah that he becomes a Jew, but before that, he doesn't have to be worried about that. We as a beis din have to be concerned for that, but he doesn't have to be concerned for that. So there are different shitas as to at what point in time in the process he becomes a Jew. He has the status of a Jew. But there are those, Rav Yosef Engel holds, that the point in time that there's the mitzvah to be megayer, so at that point in time, he gets that status of a Jew. This indirectly relates to our discussion for today of Hodas HaMitzvos. It relates to Hodas HaMitzvos because, we'll get to it by the end of this year, but Hodas HaMitzvos has this conflict, that on the one hand, in order to be Megayer, he has to know something about Judaism, he has to understand the mitzvos, he has to know what he's accepting upon himself, potentially. That's what one would think at first hand. At the same time, we know that a guy is not allowed to learn Torah. So we have this conflict here about, are we allowed to teach him Torah, or are we not allowed to teach him Torah? We have to teach him Torah so that he knows what he's getting himself into, / perhaps that's part of the process is that he has to be mekabel upon himself the mitzvos. So he has to know what the mitzvos are in order to be mekabel those mitzvos. But at the same time, we're not allowed to teach the guy Torah. So we have this conflict. Does he have the status of the guy? Does he have the status of a Jew? Are we allowed to teach him Torah? Are we not allowed to teach him Torah? So we'll get to it in a few minutes. But we'll just back up for 1 second and discuss Hodas HaMitzvos and the requirement for Hodas HaMitzvos. If you go through the Brisa Mamzayin and Alta Mamzayin Beis, there are two times where we have this Hodah, where we mention to him the mitzvahs. We have it prior to the Milah, where we mention the mitzvahs, and Mudinos on Mixos Mitzvahs Kalos, Mixos Mitzvahs Hamuros. And prior to the Milah, we also mention Lekat Chichacha and Peya and Meiser Ani. And we also have mentioned other things. We mentioned the fact that if you eat Chelev, you're going to get an onesh, and if you're Michal Shabbos, you'll get an onesh. It goes through a whole list, and then prior to the tefillah, it's a lot shorter of a list. It says, Modino, so mixus mitzvos kalos, so mixus mitzvos chamuros. It's a lot shorter. So you can ask, why is it shorter by the tefillah? The fact that we mentioned the mitzvos, why is it shorter by the tefillah? And by the prior to the milah, we mention a lot more. Also, the Gemara later on has other examples that we mentioned based on Rus. And I don't have an answer to this, but they mention specific cases which you could question, like why dafka these. The Gemara says by kibla malanosam yad. So this is clear. Sorry, before that, by the ein marben alav ein medakin alav, and it's clear that's talking about what we mentioned prior to the mila, as opposed to prior to the tefila. The Gemara says that we mentioned the iser tzchum Shabbos. We mention the Isser Yichud. We let him know that there are 613 mitzvos. I don't know if it means that we tell him all 613 mitzvos. We let him know that there are 613 mitzvos. We tell him about the Isser of Odazara, that makes sense. And then we also mention the fact that there are Arba Misos Nimsri Lebezdin, there are four different types of death penalties. And that he could be buried in different places. So some of these you could question, why are we mentioning these as opposed to others? We could hear some of them, it's harder to hear others. But the whole list comes prior to the Mila, it doesn't come prior to the Tefillah. So So why do we mention this prior to the meal as opposed to prior to the tefillah? Again, this is all in the Hodah. There's also a Kabbalah prior to the meal and a Kabbalah prior to the tefillah that he says, I accept this by myself. That we'll discuss in the next couple of days, the Kabbalah. Right now I just want to discuss the Hodas and mitzvos, the fact that we have to tell him certain mitzvos. So we have a whole long list of mitzvos that we tell him prior to the meal, but by the tefillah, it's a lot shorter. It's Modinos or Mitzvos, Mitzvos Kalos, or Mitzvos, Mitzvos Chamuros. It doesn't elaborate on that. So you could say that it's a lot dafka, that when the Gemara says it the second time, it just referenced what we had earlier. We already gave you that whole long list. Just reference that, and we'll mention it also by the tefillah. It is a possibility. The other option is that you have to ask, why are we mentioning mitzvos? What's the reason to mention mitzvos to begin with? So the Gemara deals with this, and this is what we quoted yesterday. The Gemara says, why do we mention all these mitzvos? Di parish nifrosh. Because if he wants to back out, he can back out. That's why we mentioned this whole long list of mitzvos. So that he knows what he's getting himself into. The Meiri says, why do we say mitzvos, mitzvos, kalos, mitzvos, mitzvos, chamuros? Why do we say kalos and chamuros? Let us just say chamuros. Chamuros makes sense. If he wants to back out, so let us say the chamuros, because those are the stringent ones. That's really going to discourage him from being megayer. Why do we say mitzvos, mitzvos, kalos? So the Meiri explains, we also mentioned mitzvos, mitzvos, kalos to let him know not just how severe they are, but how detailed the mitzvos are. That even the smallest things you have to keep. That it's not just about keeping big things, but it's every small thing. And the Yiddishkeit is in control of every small thing that you do. So that's also a way of discouraging him from being Megayer. So perhaps it's only mentioned by Mila, because that's the very beginning of the process, that we're trying to discourage him. And then after we mention all these things, so then he accepts it upon himself, and then we do the Mila. The other option as to why we mention all these mitzvos is mentioned by the Smag. It's not the Gemara's reason, but the Smag mentions this. This is quoted in the Beis Yosef. I quoted this Beis Yosef yesterday. I brought it in the Marmokomos. I didn't quote it. It was in the Marmokomos yesterday. The Smag says, "Kasa of Tam Acher Kedei Shelo Yomar LaAcher Mikan Ilu Hayisi Yodei Lo Hayisi Misgayer." The Smag says that the reason why we mention the mitzvos is so that he doesn't say later on, "If I knew about it, I would never have been Misgayer." It's not about discouraging him from being a geyer. It's just that we want to make sure that he knows what he's getting himself into. It's not to discourage him, but he has to know what he's getting himself into. He has to understand what he's getting himself into. Either way you go, whether it's based on the smag or it's based on the Gemara's reason, these reasons are not a reason that one might have thought, which is that it's necessary to be Megayer. And part of the process of being Megayer is to accept upon yourself the mitzvahs. That's part of the process itself. Just like there's Mila and there's Tfilos, so too, there's also Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Like Warakar just said, no, that's an essential part of being a Jew, of being Megayer. Part of the process is Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And if we go back to Har Sinai, just like we had Mila and Tfilah by Har Sinai, so too we had Kabbalah's mitzvahs by Har Sinai. The Gemara could have given that reason. So perhaps you could say that those two reasons are the reasons as to why we give so many mitzvahs, that we explain so much, prior to the milah. But by the tefillah, it's a lot shorter of a list. The Gemara doesn't go through it, because at that point in time, that's the Kabbalah's mitzvahs of being Megayer, a part of the process. There's two different types of Hodas and mitzvahs, which might reflect the two different types of Kabbalah's mitzvahs, which we'll get to the Kabbalah's mitzvahs in a couple of days, but perhaps the Hodas and Mitzvahs is different before the Milah, before the Tefillah, because they're accomplishing two different things. Prior to the Milah, it's to discourage him. That's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara is only discussing the stage prior to the Milah. Perhaps prior to the Tefillah, there's a different purpose to the Hodas and Mitzvahs, and that's for the Kabbalah and Mitzvahs of the process of Gerus. Someone have a Shulchan Aruch? Just between these two different reasons, it's clear in the Rambam that the reason why we mention these mitzvahs prior to the milah is to discourage him from being Megayer. It's not as clear in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shach in Reish Samaches, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it in Reish Samaches Beis. The Shach in Reish Samaches Gimel quotes both reasons. He says, Shim Yirtza Lifrosh Yifrosh, Shekashim Geirim Yisrael Kisapachas. The reason of the Gemara is so that he could back out of it. Gam Shalayom Alachim Mikan Ilu Yadati Lo Yisim Yisgayer. And also he quotes the other reason that's quoted in the Beis Yosef, that if I would have known about it, I would not have been Megayer. Not to discourage him, but just so that he knows what he's getting himself into. Then he ends off by saying, because of Beis Yosef, Shim Lo Hodi Yuhu, Eina Ma'ake, Be'evu HaFronim. Beis Yosef says that if we don't inform him of the mitzvos, if we don't mention these mitzvos, so then it's not Ma'ake. So we'll get to that in 1 second, but he says that it's not Ma'ake. 1 second. And then the Taz, in Reish Samachas Gimel, only quotes the reason of the Gemara. He doesn't quote the reason of the Smag. He quotes the reason of the Gemara, Dipar Shifra. If he wants to, he can back out of it. Yeah.
Doesn't it sound like the Shach and Taz are going on what happens before the Nasa Mitzvah, saying that if they have mentioned Yisrael is not a Zed of Kukun, etc.? That's the Dibur Maskel of both. So, that's a separate stage for the Nasa Mitzvah, the first of the Nasa Mitzvah.
That is true, that's a good point. I mean, it's clear from the Gemara that the Gemara is going on the mitzvahs. Mudino so mitzvahs, mitzvahs kalas, mitzvahs, mitzvahs kamaros. It's an interesting point. And the Beis Yosef, when he quotes the Smag, is also going on the mitzvahs. The Smag is also going on the mitzvahs.
So you just see that it goes even back before that also.
Yeah, it goes from before that also. The Smag's reason, I guess, Ili Ha'isi Yodea, that if I knew that I would have been tortured, so then I would not have done it. I guess it could also be going back on that. It's an interesting point. I don't know where they got that from, how they know that the previous part is also part of it. It's Mestaber, but I'm not sure exactly. I don't know why they daft commented there. It's supposed to lay out. It's a good point. Okay, but the Shach does mention the reason of the Smag, but the Taz does not. So those are the reasons for Hodas and Mitzvos that are given at that stage, and perhaps another reason for Hodas and Mitzvos for the later stage by prior to the Tefillah is just because that's part of the process. Perhaps that's why we have Hodas and Mitzvos at the later stage, so that he can be Mekabel the Mitzvos, which might be part of the process of the Geiris prior to the Tefillah. The big question on Hodas and Mitzvos is this Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos on Samaches, Amud Aleph, the Gemara is giving a case based on the Mishnah of a case where a person kol ha-shocheach ikur Shabbos v'asam lachas harbe b'shabosas harbe inu chai v'lachatas achas. The Mishnah says a klal gadol that somebody who forgets ikur Shabbos and he did malachas harbe, he did malachas and many Shabbosos, so he's only chayv one chatas. For all the malachas and all the Shabbosos that he's been over Shabbos for, he only gives one chatas. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel Darmit Tarbayu, Masnisin, what's the case of our Mishnah that he forgot Iker Shabbos? What's that case of forgetting Iker Shabbos? B'tinok Shenishba Lebein HaNachrim, the case of Tinok Shenishba, and also B'ger Shenisgayer Lebein HaNachrim. It's a ger who's Megayer Lebein HaNachrim. He's a ger with Megayer, and he lived his whole entire life among non-Jews. So there are two big questions on the case of Ger Shenisgayer Ben HaNachrim. One is, how can you be Megayer Ben HaNachrim? Don't you need a Beis Din? We're required to have a Beis Din. For different stages in the process, but you need to have a Beis Din there. At least L'chatz Pilo. And the second question is, how can he be Megayer Ben HaNachrim? What does he know about Yiddishkeit to be Megayer Ben HaNachrim? Like what? He doesn't know anything about Judaism, so then how could you be Megayer? This seems to be a pretty good ride from this Gemara, that you can be Megayer without knowing anything about Judaism. So the Rishonim pick up on this. So Tosfos says, Gershon is Megayer Ben HaNachrim. This is Tosfos on Shabbos HaMeches. And he says, Bifnei Gimel. He says, first of all, you have to say that there was a Beis Din there. Must be that there's a Beis Din there. He doesn't say at what stage in the process, but he says it must be that it's Bifnei Gimel, that there's a Beis Din there. V'lo hodiyu mitzvah Shabbos. Lachor, the Dinis Gar Beno Levinatzma is really going on just the first part of Bifnei Gimel. So Bifnei Gimel, Dinis Gar Beno Levinatzma lo Havigir, and also Velohu Diyu Mitzvah Shabbos. So Lachor, the Dinis is going on the first part. But he says, oh, it must be that it was in front of three, it was in front of a Beis Din. Velohu Diyu Mitzvah Shabbos. And they did not mention to him the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Again, the Mishnah here that we're dealing with here is about Shabbos. So Tosfos says, Velohu Diyu Mitzvah Shabbos. Tosfos does not say that we don't mention anything to him. He says, "V'lo do mitzvah Shabbos." Even though the Gemara in Yevamos says that we're supposed to tell him about Shabbos, that's one of the requirements, we have to tell him about Shabbos. In this case, they didn't tell him about Shabbos, so apparently it's not ma'akev to tell him about Shabbos. But you could be medayin Tosfos that he says, "Dafka Shabbos." L'chora, they did tell him something, now that this Beis Din is around, they did tell him about something, but they happened to leave out Shabbos. So we don't have to mention Shabbos. So already part of that list that's mentioned in the Gemara in Yevamos, we're allowed to leave out. It's not ma'akev to mention the entire. At least all we see from here is that it's not ma'akev to mention the entire list. It seems like you'd have to say something from Tosfos. The Ritva. Let's first deal with the Ritva in Shabbos, and then we'll deal with the Ritva by us. The Ritva in Shabbos says as follows: Rav Shmuel Darmer Tavar Masis Mitinik Shnis Bilvina Akum Vigir Shniskar Lebina Goyim Peir Shekiba Lalav Bifnei Shlosha Viniskar Bifnei. He also says it must be in front of three. Ela Shelohu Diu Mitzvah Shabbos Shein Zem Akim. He says the same thing in the first part. He says the same thing as Tosfos. Okay, we did not mention to him Shabbos. V'halach V'dar Bina Goyim Lo Yodav Olam Mitzvah Shabbos. He knows about other mitzvahs, but he doesn't know about mitzvahs of Shabbos. And then he gives a second answer, which is an important second answer. What's the case? The case that we're dealing with here is a ger katan. The kaimelon ger katan matfilin also al das Beis Din. He's matfil das Beis Din. He doesn't have das to either to be mekabel or to care about the hodas of the mitzvos. So therefore, the hodas mitzvos is not necessary by a ger katan. So you could say the case in Shabbos is talking about a ger katan where we don't need hodas. When he got older, he was ben agayim, and he says, "How kol sheniskar ben olav enatzma ino ger." Must be that we had a Beis Din around, because otherwise it would go against the principle of kol sheniskar ben olav enatzma ino ger. But with regards to hodas hamitzvos, within the second answer, it sounds like the Gemara is dealing with only a ger katan. The implication being that according to this answer, hodas mitzvos is ma'akev. If we want to make an okimta and say that the Gemara in Shabbos is dafka dealing with a ger katan, why would somebody make such an okimta? L'chor, it's because really hodas mitzvos is ma'akev. It's not ma'akev by a ger katan. By a katan it's not ma'akev. But for a gadol, it would be ma'akev. Seemingly according to the Ritva. According to the second explanation of the Ritva. So the Ritva's first answer is saying that we have to have some hodah. They left out Shabbos, but we need some hodah. Just like Tosfos. And his second answer is saying that hodas mitzvos is ma'akev. Since hodas mitzvos is ma'akev, so therefore I'll make an okimta and say that the Gemara is talking about a ger katan. By a ger katan it's not ma'akev, but by a ger gadol, where he's a bardas, so then it would be ma'akev. Again, ger katan is a fascinating discussion, which we'll get to next week. Would it be ma'akev? I don't know how strong of a deek it is. It could just be that he didn't mention Shabbos, because that's what we're talking about. So it's not the strongest deek. It is not the strongest. It's not the strongest thing. Yeah.
Can you say also similarly for Tosfos and the Ritva that we're dafka talking about, they didn't mention the mitzvahs of Shabbos as opposed to the anush of being mechala Shabbos?
You're saying they mentioned to him the onshin, but not...
Meaning in the Braisa in Yevamos, you have to mention the onish of Shabbos. Here, since they left it only mentioning the mitzvah of Shabbos, and that's why it's not marked.
It's an interesting point. The Bryce only talks about the onshin. It doesn't say specify the malachas. Is that what you're saying? It doesn't specify the malachas. It just says you'll get a certain punishment if you don't keep something. They didn't let him know what it was. Something called Shabbos, They have to keep it. They didn't say what that was. It's possible. But what we do learn out is that you don't have to mention the specific malachos. You don't have to go into detail about Shabbos. That's clear. It's an interesting point. Iker Shabbos. He doesn't have Iker Shabbos. Yeah, Rashi says by Iker Shabbos, he's suffered in Shabbos Baturah. There's no concept of Shabbos. Rashi by Heyudei Iker Shabbos says Sheish Shabbos B'Torah V'Nas Ruba Malachos. He says Heyudei, he concludes for Heyudei Iker Shabbos is V'Nas Ruba Malachos. Yeah, the point of the Pasha is that he doesn't know about the concept of Shabbos in Shabbos B'Torah. That's what Rashi says. But I hear the point. You have to see the sugya there. It's possible if he doesn't know anything about the malachos, so then maybe that's also not knowing anything about Shabbos. What do you know about Shabbos? All you know about Shabbos is that there's a punishment, but you don't know anything else about Shabbos. So then, could you call that you don't know anything, you know, your day of Shabbos? Alright, I hear the point. The Ritva, the Chasam Sofer wants to say that the Rambam holds like the second answer of the Ritva. Because if you look at the Rambam in Halachos, he mentions these Hodas and Mitzvos. He does mention it. So the fact that the Rambam mentions it, he wants to say that it's required. Since the Rambam mentioned it, and he doesn't say that it's only L'chatchila, so therefore it's required. So according to the Rambam, if it would be required, how would he explain the Gemara and Shabbos? It would be like the Ritzvah. Yeah.
I think it's also Shabbat, when the Rambam passed the word Shabbos,
oh, he says explicitly that it's your content. Oh, okay, fine. Okay. So, there you go. And the Rambam says explicitly that it's talking about a year content, just like the Ritva. So for the Rambam, it would be Ma'akev, as the Rambam mentions it in the Halachos here. Someone have a Ritva for Yevamos? Regular Ritva.
Yeah.
Sorry. Thank you. The Ritva by us, Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, Modino so calls with Amarus, he says, Perish Vesra de Ravusa, Imlohu Diu Eina Ma'akev. So he's just going on the line of Modino so Kalos v'chamarus that we mentioned him some of the mitzvos, and he says Imlo hodiyu eino ma'akev. To not mention any of the mitzvos is not ma'akev. We say that it's not ma'akev at all. And he says the proof is from the Gemara and Shabbos. So we don't have to mention any of the mitzvos according to the Ritva. The Ramban also in one answer says a similar idea. The Ramban in Shabbos says Kigon shenisgar b'fnei shlosha hodiyu mitzvos mitzvos acheros v'lo hodiyu mitzvos Shabbos. Oh, Shetol Velohudiyu. So first explanation, he says that we mentioned some of the mitzvos, Velohudiyu mitzvah Shabbos, but we do not mention the mitzvah of Shabbos. Oh, a second explanation is Shetol Velohudiyu, that we don't mention what? We don't mention anything. Not just Shabbos, but we don't mention any of the mitzvos. But still, as we b'fnei shlosha, shibli niskar, v'nol v'natzvo, eno ger. Still as we b'fnei shlosha, but we do not mention any of the mitzvos. So the question is, why would the Ritva and the Ramban go so far? Why would the Ritva by us, against the Ritva in Shabbos, why would the Ritva by us, and the second explanation of the Ramban, go so far as to say that we see from here, the Ritva says, we see from here, from the Gemara and Shabbos, that you don't have to mention any of the mitzvot. All we see from the Gemara is you don't have to mention Shabbos. Where would the Ritva get from this that we don't have to mention any of the mitzvot? So, L'chora, you have to say that Shabbos is so essential and it's really part of the list that if you don't have to mention anything about Shabbos, so then that reflects the fact that the Hodah of Mitzvot, the fact that we have to mention mitzvos is really not necessary. Shabbos is so essential to being a Jew that if that's not necessary, so then nothing should be necessary. It's really an essential part of it, and that's why it's part of the list. The reason why it's part of the list in the price is because it's so essential. So if that's not necessary, l'chora, that's what the Ritz and the Ramban are saying, if that's not necessary, l'chora, we don't have to mention anything. And those are the 2 days of the Ramban. Either we do mention some things, we don't have to mention Shabbos, because even if we don't mention Shabbos, but still in order to be Megayer, we have to mention certain things. Or we don't have to mention anything, it's really not Ma'akev. Especially if the whole purpose is just to let him know that what he's getting into and that really discouraging him from being Megayer. So the point of this explanation is to say that, listen, the point of this explanation is to say that it's not necessary. Really, we try to discourage him, and we try to mention the mitzvos and how chomer they are, but if we don't mention it, okay, fine, but d'yaved, it's fine.
Why can't we just say that since it didn't mention any mitzvos, when it's said to be nothing, so then why can't we just say that since that when it says that you don't mention Shabbos, that it's in Ma'akev, then you can imply that you don't mention any mitzvos in Ma'akev. It didn't list any explicitly, so when it says that you didn't mention Shabbos, and it was in Ma'akev, so then why can't you just
because you see the Gemara, they don't mention Shabbos, but the Gemara in the Bamu says Modino, so Mixus, Mitzvos Kalos, Mixus, Mitzvos Chamuros. So the point is that you have to mention some things. You don't have to mention everything, but you have to mention some things.
That's when we're giving an example. It says Shabbos, but it's not Ma'akev, so why wouldn't that make such a problem?
No, but it just says Mixus, Mitzvos. So I would say you have to mention some Mitzvos. Shabbos, you don't always have to mention Shabbos. Perhaps you can mention Shabbos sometimes and not other times, yeah. But if you don't mention Shabbos, you have to mention something else. That's what the Gemara is telling us. Mixus, Mitzvos, Kalos, Mixus, Mitzvos, Chamuros. Just, you have to mention something. You don't always have to mention Shabbos. In that case, in Shabbos HaMaches, they happen to forget about Shabbos, but they mentioned other things. It's not a proof that they didn't mention anything. They might have mentioned something, yeah.
Doesn't the Rambam also explicitly say, like, this Shiva, that the Diyah didn't do any of the last Mitzvos? And he says it in the Gemara of
Zion. We'll get to that. That's for tomorrow. That's a big discussion with the Rambam. That's for tomorrow. Yeah.
So if we're looking at Shabbos as the ikar and the example here, so then when we talk about the onshim, the din lo of the onshim, so then we have Shabbos and also chaylev. So
I don't think that's a proof that chaylev is an ikar. It's just, we know independently from the Gemara that Shabbos is an ikar. So once you don't have to mention Shabbos, then you don't have to mention anything. Shabbos is essential.
And we wouldn't go to the opposite end and say the Gemara just has to say you mentioned Shabbos.
Why they pick specific things and not others, like Tchum Shabbos or other examples, I'm not sure. It's a good question. Why
the Inyan Shabbos, great. Tchum Shabbos, okay, fine.
Well, Tchum Shabbos is less chomer. It's not a strange thing why Dafka they specify Tchum Shabbos. Right. Or why the fact that there are different types of burials, it's not. The question why Dafka those, which is an important question to ask. I don't have an answer to that, but it's an important question to ask. But what comes out of these two shitas of the Ritzvah and the Ramban is that we don't have to mention anything. You don't have to mention anything about the mitzvahs. It's l'chatzilah you should, so that we try to persuade him not to go through with this, but b'diavet it works anyway. So if b'diavet it works anyway, so then you have a big question, which is, so then what is he thinking about when he's being Megayer? He doesn't know anything about Yiddishkeit. He doesn't know anything about Judaism. We mention nothing to him. He doesn't know any of the mitzvahs. So if he doesn't know any of the mitzvahs, so then what is he doing? What exactly is he going through? So I wanted to get through more of this, but we'll probably get through it tomorrow. Rav Moshe, in his discussion of the Marshal Rav Givager, so he discusses this also. If you go to the last page of the Mar Makomos, he says, Gered in Iskar Bifnei Shlosha, I'm in the first paragraph of the last page, seven lines down, 8 lines down. Gershin is the Nisgarbis and Shosha, Vodio Mitzvah Shabbos, Vechen Lodio Sheikha Isser Avodazar Tal. Umikom Makom, Nechshav Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. It's still Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. Even if you don't know anything in the Torah, you don't know a thing, it's still Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. Why? Bimash Amar, Shehu Rotze Lios Ki Yisrael. What does he say? He says, I want to do what the Jewish people do. He doesn't know anything, not one thing. But Shehu Rotze Lios Ki Yisrael, Dim Yesh Lahem. It lahem dinim v'isurim mitzvos aseh ya'aseh. Because if I just know that there are dinim, there are halachos, there are mitzvahs esse, and there are yisurim. That's what I know. I don't know the pratim. I don't know the specifics as to what they are. I just know they have to follow certain rules. So I'm going to keep those rules without knowing anything. So then that is a form of Kabbalah mitzvahs. As long as I say that whatever it is, I'll keep, so then that's a form of Kabbalah mitzvahs. What is that very much parallel to in history? Nasa v'nishma. That's what Nasa v'nishma was. Nasa v'nishma, by Kabbalah Torah, was I'll do whatever it is. Whatever it is, so then I'll accept. I don't know what the mitzvahs are. But whatever it is, so then that's I'll accept whatever it is. So then parallel to what took place by Harsinai, the minimal amount of Kabbalah mitzvahs that's necessary is Nasa v'nishma. So then so too says Ramosha, even if I don't know anything, like the Ramban Shita, like the Ritzvah Shita, still I'll be Mekabel the Torah, I'll be Mekabel mitzvahs just by saying whatever it is, so then I'll accept. I wanted to get into the other discussion about how we could teach them Torah, so that we'll deal with tomorrow.